The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. A retro telephone, a Tunisian bowl, cotton balls, notebooks, a stapler, a disappointing shower curtain, photo albums, nail clippers that broke, an OK iron, sports bras, wine, deodorant, baby wipes, Vaseline, hair oil, watery lotion, candy bars, off-brand AA batteries. What else have I bought at 99-cent stores? Tiny mud-colored plastic soldiers, tennis balls, soccer balls, cellophane tape, nail polish remover, callus scrapers, maybe a jump rope. It's been years since I let myself wander in the splendor of these places, spaces where the notion that anything, let alone everything, costs 99 cents, is an abstract concept, a nod to nostalgia. Combing the aisles more out of curiosity than necessity. Sometimes, wandering those aisles, you meet eyes with someone. In your shared search for whatever the object or concept might be, you form an instant, fleeting community. I like it when that happens, when a stranger trusts me with a question, which of these do you like better? We are living in a time when it feels hard to be human. Little moments of trust, even over something meaningless, bolster us for the harder stuff. Today's poem is Ode to the 99-cent Store by Joshua Bennett. You are a kind of utopia, you know. God's garage, counter-hegemonic magic, how you tug on a dollar bill until it becomes an open field, how you mock semiotics, offering products which often belie your professed mission, your wondrous intentions, all these too expensive toasters, fragile dishes, ironing boards that make mom appeal to American Express as backup, her escape route from unplanned shame. You ain't have to do us like that, but I peep game. I know you just like everyone else, hoping to hustle your way off this ziggurat block, all these poor folks stacked on top of one another like tropes. Your true currency is the cheer of children, the love of learners under duress, black and white notebooks I still call upon in hopes that these, my most hairy dreams, might have rest. Shelter when smartphones give in, fading to moonless wan like everything else around here. You persist. You tenacious meditation on excess. You candy bars and batteries when pilot lights kissed us no more, and Swedish fish were the best high we knew or could afford. You smorgasbord. You sweet ecology. You philosophy of boys that have not yet learned the wiring of value. You neon name. You anti-nihilism. You clarion call to the righteous singing come, fill, and be filled. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media. in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. This project is supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts on the web at arts.gov. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. Follow the Slowdown on Instagram and Twitter at slowdownshow.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.